بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Beholding our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one's dream Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Whoever beholds me in his dream has certainly seen me as shaitan cannot impersonate me The significance of beholding Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Asfahani rahmatullah alayhi reports from Sa'id ibn Qais that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Whoever beholds me in a dream will be safeguarded against the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Whoever conveys salutations through the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from amongst the souls and conveys salutations to the body of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from amongst the bodies and to the grave of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from amongst the graves will see me in a dream. The Arabic is Allahumma salli ala ruhi Muhammadin fil arwah wa salli ala جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصلي على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور So whoever recites that will see Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in a dream that is if Allah Ta'ala wills Whoever sees me in a dream will see me on the day of resurrection and I will intercede on his behalf Similarly, all those who gain my intercession will drink from my well, that is the Hawd-e Kawthar, and whoever drinks from my well will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Note, beholding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream is truly a great blessing. Every believer has this wish, but how many pious people have left this world without being blessed with this bounty? It should be noted that beholding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream is a great blessing, but it does not mean that this is the criterion of acceptance in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Beholding Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a different state, Allama ibn Hajar rahimahumullah writes that if one sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been described in authentic hadith, then one has actually seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, if there are variations, it means that this is not a true dream, it is but a figment of one's imagination. If one sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an unusual state, it refers to some shortcoming on behalf of the person having the dream. For example, seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a state that is contrary to his sunnah reflects a deficiency in adhering to the sunnah of the one that sees the dream. Allama Tibi rahmatullah alayhi writes that a person is blessed no matter which condition he beholds and sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, Allama Munawi rahmatullah alayhi has written that if a person sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in an unusual state, he has still seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One very important note is dream cannot repeal or change Islamic law. Certain ulama of the opinion that whoever dreams of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will still be blessed with the special sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam after his death. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi writes that whoever sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiling will be favored with the ability to strictly adhere to the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.